I mentioned at the beginning of Mass that this is the 50th anniversary this weekend of the consecration of St. Christopher's Cathedral, the Mother Church of our Archdiocese. And I'm tasked with leading that Mass celebration tomorrow, as the Archbishop is in Fiji at the moment with the Oceania Bishops. So the homily I have prepared is what I'm going to be delivering, if I don't change it after tonight, to the people who will be at the cathedral tomorrow. But the words that I've written, I actually had you people in mind. So I'm speaking on that occasion, but in this place. So wherever I say cathedral, just transfer it into this place, your place, okay? Your church. So this weekend we celebrate the Word of God Sunday, instituted by Pope Francis in 2019. Word of God, Holy Scripture, in one sense provides us with the mother tongue of the Church. Of course, this weekend we also celebrate the 50th anniversary of the consecration of St. Christopher's Cathedral. This cathedral is the Mother Church of the Archdiocese of Canberra and Goulburn. I would like to thank Father Trenton, that's Father Trenton Van Riesch, he's the administrator of the cathedral, for writing a brief article on the history of St. Christopher's that was included in The Voice this week, and it's also published in the Cathedral Bulletin this weekend. It gives an historical detail that I don't need to go into on this occasion. Further historical detail will be revealed at the bigger celebration taking place with Archbishop Christopher on the 17th of March, and you are all invited to that event. Mother tongue and Mother Church. There is no escaping the maternal significance in both sacred scripture and the cathedral, as both lead us to the heart of Jesus, who enlightens us and gives us life, as do mothers. Our Archdiocese is also under the patronage of Mary, Help of Christians, Mother of the Church and Holy Mother to us all. The scripture readings for this Word of God weekend, particularly the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the responsorial psalm, and then the Gospel from St. Matthew, all refer to light. Your light will rise in darkness. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. The person who follows me will have the light of life. You are the light of the world. So as we look around this cathedral this morning, and I give you permission to do so as I speak, I won't take offence. But as you look around, just imagine what this building would look like without any light. The 40 stained glass windows, which include the original St. Christopher's Church windows, and then the new ones that came with the extensions that were done in 1971 and 72, they would not tell their stories without light. That light comes from the outside to enlighten us on the inside. Without light, no one would know where this cathedral is. No one would know how to get into it. No one would know who was inside or what was happening inside the building. In the darkness, after the hours, all locked up, this building is still the same, except no one is present. There is no life here except the sacred presence of our Lord. But once the light appears in the morning, this same building is transformed. The light allows the cathedral to be noticed. People come into it and are welcomed. The saints' windows and the statues, they speak to us and we start to speak to each other. The light allows us to recognise the symbols of our Catholic faith, the sacraments and its rituals, the spaces that are reserved for prayer and for contemplation, the spaces that are used to facilitate the rituals of our religion. The sanctuary light and the tabernacle over there, this altar, this ambo right here, or the pulpit, and the archbishop's chair, known as the cathedra. That's where we get the word cathedral from. And the paschal candle and the baptismal font, just to mention some of the more obvious elements in this building. We can each see the handiwork of artisans and artists that transform the bricks and mortar structure into a truly sacred place for all. This weekend, we remember all those who helped create this cathedral by their generosity, their talent, their love of God, and their love of neighbour. They let their light shine in the sight of all, so that, seeing their good works, we can give praise to our Father in heaven. We must also remember that those who have inherited the responsibility of keeping the light shining on and in St. Christopher's Cathedral. Of course, this is also a parish church, and for the St. Christopher's pastors and parishioners of today, this is their spiritual home. This is your spiritual home. You are not tourists or tenants. You are in the bosom of the Mother Church. As the Word of God proclaimed from this pulpit each week leads us as pilgrim people to enlighten and therefore deepen our relationship in the mystery of God, our response to that light, the Word of God, will most certainly be seen by all. Today, Isaiah has the Lord instructing us to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless poor and bring relief to those who are oppressed. How we do this, the quality and the quantity of our response to these needs in our world today, will determine how much the eternal light of Jesus will shine upon us when we depart the earth. So let us not waste our time and talents avoiding the challenges before us as we leave this cathedral this morning. Let us make sure that the outside light, which shows up the homeless poor, the naked, the hungry, the oppressed, that it moves us from avoidance to engagement, from powerlessness to empowerment, from blindness to sight, and from darkness to inner light. Being present in this cathedral or in our local churches gives us a rich opportunity to demonstrate who we are as Catholic, as Christians, as pilgrims or people searching, to demonstrate that we are people of the light and that we can and want to make a positive difference to a world where there is so much darkness. While Australia awaits the approval of the recent plenary council outcomes, Archbishop Christopher has named this year a year of walking together. This is the time to evangelise, that is, to proclaim the gospel, the word of God, to live the gospel and to be seen to live the gospel together. We have nothing to fear, as the inscription on the St. Christopher's Parish logo reads, "Whoever looks towards St. Christopher has nothing to fear in their journey." So for 50 years plus, we have gathered in this place to come closer to God. And so God comes to us. We have gathered to worship God. We come to God. And we gather to present ourselves to the living God. And when we leave this place, we must represent the living God as salt of the earth and light for the world. And so, Lord, build us as living stones into a temple where you will dwell. Amen.